Up WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The 7-day truce between Israel and Hamas is over. The BBC's Tig Enright.
It ended at 7 local time. Israel's military says it's resumed combat against Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and accused the Palestinian group of violating the terms of the truce. The Israeli military also said that there was a rocket fired from Gaza towards Israeli territory around an hour before the truce was scheduled to expire.
The Israeli military says its jets are now striking Hamas targets in Gaza once again. A Palestinian student who was shot along with two friends over the Thanksgiving weekend in Burlington, Vermont, is speaking out about the incident and the painful road to recovery ahead. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
And we're speaking kind of like Arabish, so a mix of Arabic and English. He, without hesitation, just went down the stairs, pulled out a firearm, a pistol, and started shooting.
Kenan Abdul Hamid says he ran for his life, fearing his childhood friends might be dead.
First shot went, I believe, in Tahsin's chest, and I heard the thud on the ground and him start screaming. And while I was running, I heard the second pistol shot hit Hisham, and I heard his thud on the ground.
Adal Hamid is the only one of the students who's been able to leave the hospital. There's been an outbreak of pediatric pneumonia cases in Ohio, says CBS's Meg Oliver.
Doctors say in most cases, bacterial pneumonia can be treated with antibiotics and doesn't require hospitalization. And while some communities are seeing an uptick in cases, keep in mind we are in the middle of cold and flu season.
A federal judge has blocked the state's ban on TikTok, says CBS's Tom Foti.
Under a new law there, TikTok was supposed to be banned in Montana come New Year's. But a U.S. district judge says no. In his view, the state ban oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. That keeps the popular social media platform available as the case goes higher up in the courts.
Republican Congressman George Santos could become a former congressman on Friday when the House votes on an expulsion resolution.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. It's a job in Congress, a job I fought to get. That's fine.
If he gets the boot, Santos would be just the sixth member of the House to be ousted by his colleagues. Three members were expelled for disloyalty to the Union during the Civil War, and two for being convicted of crimes in federal court. A New York appeals court has reinstated the gag order that had barred Donald Trump from commenting about court personnel. On social media, Trump had insulted the law clerk in his civil fraud trial in New York. Trump is being sued by the state attorney general on charges he exaggerated his wealth on his financial statements used to secure loans. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A group of seven unions is filing a lawsuit to end the state's near-total ban on collective bargaining for public employees. The lawsuit was filed in a Dane County court on Thursday. The unions argue that Act 10 led to lower pay, staffing shortages, and poor working conditions. They say that because police and firefighters are able to collectively bargain, but teachers are not, Act 10 violates the state's constitution. Meanwhile, Wisconsin teacher pay isn't keeping up with inflation. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that median pay for teachers in the state is 12% less than in 2009, adjusted for inflation. Teachers in Wisconsin's largest school districts got raises this year. It still doesn't appear to be enough to keep up with the cost of living. The median wage for teachers in Wisconsin is $59,000. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers offering a player a record deal. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It could be the largest contract for a prospect who's never played an inning yet in the big leagues. An 8-year deal worth $80 million guaranteed to prospect Jackson Chourio a center fielder who batted .379 in the minors. He's only 19 years old. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament continues in the UW Fieldhouse in Madison. Wisconsin easily beat Jackson State in three sets. They advance tonight against the University of Miami. NBA, the Bucks lost last night in overtime to the Bulls. The final 120-113 in Chicago. The Bulls improved to 6-14. Milwaukee now 13-6. Head coach Adrian Griffin says the Bucks continue to struggle getting rebounds.
Rebounding is technique, is fundamentals, is turning and checking. Thought we lost sight of our man a couple times, and they just played with more energy and effort on the glass.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and light north to northeast winds. Lower 20s expected by early Friday morning. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine on your Friday. Highs of the afternoon will top out in the mid-30s. Northeast winds will continue. Currently 26 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it is the Thursday-Friday Eve edition. A lot of eves tomorrow. A lot of stuff happening tomorrow. Hopefully a fine hour right now. You could be a part. 844-967-2789. Did I mention rolling through a happier happy hour?
Happy happy hour, Crudy.
Happy happy hour. No, don't make me say it twice, man.
Come on, it's not that
happy
hard.
Happy
right.
Hour to you too, Dom.
All right, let's do it, baby. Let's do it. You know who's not really happy right now?
Who, Dom?
Your buddy George Santos.
Oh.
He's not happy at all.
Why would you perceive him as my buddy? You're the one with an unnatural affectation for the man. You're the one. You don't even deal with pop culture, but this Santos guy, you got him right in your sights each and every day. Oh, Nate, there's Santos sound. Oh yes. Get that for sureies. Oh, but please continue. This must be
it is
most
the fact
important
that this
story
guy
of the day.
Is there. And this is what the priorities are right now in Congress. You know what I'm saying? It's not like we have anything else to worry about, but we got to kick out another chaos agent. Cause that's what he is. George Santos is a chaos agent and he's out there complaining. Oh, look, everyone's bullying him. All those mean Republicans on the ethics committee. These are Republicans. The fact that he is still there. And I saw some of the reporting, one of the Republicans who was against, you know, throwing him out. I was like, oh, you know, it seems like, well, I generally respect the work done by the ethics committee. You know, this one kind of stinks of politics. I mean, what? Based on what? I mean, you're talking about a guy, George Santos, who lied to everybody in his district. He wasn't any of the things that he said he was. You know what I'm saying? And I saw another headline on the Raw story, man. Like some dude, like one of the victims of George Santos, you know, with the dog charity. Remember the dog charity, Crudy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
he took he was money and basically, what, abandoned the dogs.
I mean, just the fact that he's even there is amazing to me.
Does that make you question at all the day when you know, the reporters were chasing him on Capitol Hill, and he had a baby. And one of the reporters, Manu Raju, or someone asked him, "Is that your baby?" And he said, "Not yet."
What does that mean? And whose baby was it? What? What? I mean, and the coolest thing George Santos ever did, he dressed up in drag, man. I mean, it's just.
You mean when he was in Brazil defrauding people? I mean, sure, he partied and did drag shows, but apparently he was also stealing people's money, Dom. It's like he's got a bad habit of stealing people's money.
There's a lot of fraud out there. Let me just throw this one out there. We'll get back to the phones as well. 844-967-2789. Matthew Chapman at the Raw Story. Disabled vet holds up dead dog's ashes as he begs GOP to expel George Santos. As Congress kicked up debate on a new resolution to expel scandal plague George Santos over his serial fabulism, federal fraud indictments, and damning ethics report, disabled veteran Richard Ostroff took to CNN to call on Republicans to oust him. Ostroff became nationally famous after it emerged that Santos allegedly tried to steal $3,000 from a medical crowdfunding campaign for Ostroff's service dog, Sapphire, who shortly after died of cancer. Here's the quote. I'm sorry, here's Jake Tapper. "Richard, as somebody who was directly swindled and your dog died, you're a veteran, you had a service dog. What's your message to members of the House deciding how they are going to vote tomorrow? What do you want them to know if there are any wavering members of Congress? Like, for instance, probably a compelling argument that for some he hasn't been convicted of anything yet. I don't want to set a precedent." What do you say to that? "He's convicted in the court of public opinion, if nothing else," said Ostroff. "He's got to go. He should have been gone as soon as they found this out in January. It's a disgrace he won't step down. He's just being a defiant child at this point. Everybody wants him gone. He's not done anything for his constituents. His constituents want him gone. They didn't send him to Washington. They sent somebody else to Washington. You know, he's up for expulsion, George. If you're expelled tomorrow, are you going to reapply for unemployment insurance again like he did with your $20,000 you stole? Are you going to reapply again?" The guy, Tapper, "Richard, did you ever get another dog? I have three dogs now," he said, visibly choking. "I still miss my Sapphire. She was different. It would take three now to fill a hole in my heart. I just got another one when this all went down in January and February. The Animal League got a hold of me and said, and got me my little boy. He's about a year old now." And Crude, I got to tell you, man, I remember my dog, Marley.
I
had
do.
Nikita for a very long time.
Is he
only... 8 years. He only made it 8 years, man. He was a good boy. I love that dog. And I dream about him last night. I woke up this morning, you know, petting my dog, Marley. I was smiling.
Better Marley than I, but continue, please.
Told my wife, "Oh, man, I dreamt about Marley last night. I saw Marley. I was so happy." So I get that. And George Santos, just, you know, tried to rip this guy off, man. I mean, you know what I mean? And that's just like one of a litany of items, a litany of things. I mean, federal charges against him. So if these Republicans are going to stand up and say, "Well, you know, he hasn't been convicted yet." Okay. And I wonder if they don't want to set any precedent, because, of course, look at their guy. Look at Donald Trump. Well, most of these folks are going to back Donald Trump. We're going to have these very same conversations. "Well, he hasn't been convicted yet. Even if he's convicted, well, he hasn't, his appeal hasn't gone through yet." You know, we're going to have these kinds of conversations as it pertains to Donald Trump. And it'll be different circumstances, different scenarios, certainly, but it's in the same ballpark.
You're just bitter because you lost your dog some 20 years ago, Dom.
I haven't gotten one since, man. It broke my heart. We do have some Santos.
I have a dog to spare. Liza would miss him, but Berkeley. I less so.
I love your dog, man. They're getting old. I can't believe they're still around, dude.
11 and 13.
Yeah, that's stellar.
They're both pretty peppy, except Troy, be patient 1 second. I'm tell the story of my dog. Berkeley last night. He's got some respiratory thing, and I've seen this thing's going around. Some dogs are dying of it. Hope he doesn't have it, because I'd miss him terribly. Less than I would miss when. But anyway, so this dog's hacking and coughing, and he's real loud in his breathing, and he's sleeping in the hallway. And I'm listening to him last night. I'm listening to him. And then it went silent.
You're like, oh no.
Well, it's like dead air on the radio. It's like, oh, what happened here? And I thought, do I get out of bed? Do I go check on the dog? You know, I'm not sure my wife would check on me if I went silent. No, she would. She would know there was a problem. If Crudy ever went silent, there's a problem.
Something's wrong.
And then, you know, then I heard him get gassy or something. I'm like, well, I hope that's not the last death throes, because, yeah, I'm warm in the bed right now.
It's cold out.
Until my wife later got out of the tub or whatever she was doing, and I heard the dog scurry. So I'm like, well, that assures me I can move on with my life and take Troy from Mount Horeb's call. Welcome, Troy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Troy.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Excellent, good, Troy. Appreciate your patience, right, man. Hey, what do you got for us?
No problem. Hey, before I start, I called up Gabriel the Entertainer, one of your commercials.
Yeah, man. Support our sponsors. Right on, brother.
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to ride up to the Packer game when I'm from Addison.
Oh, going up to see Taylor Swift this weekend, are you, Troy?
Of course, yeah. Actually, I give my daughters one of the games. I have Green Bay season tickets. I give my daughters one of the games, and I asked her, are you sure you don't want to go to the Taylor Swift game?
You could have asked Crudy or Dom. Might have gone to the Taylor Swift game with you, especially if you got a party bus with Gabriel taking you there and back so you can party the whole way, dude.
There you go. My wife would have complained about that, though. So.
She'd get over it.
But anyway, well, she's got to get over a lot with me. But so I'm an 18-year former sergeant in the Department of Corrections, and it's awful how, as bad as it was when I was there and I left in 2013, it's just gotten worse ever since. And I feel bad for them.
And define what's worse, like the working conditions, the staffing levels. What part is worse in your opinion, Troy?
Well, the staffing levels, you know, everybody with time left, you know, starting in 2010, if people could retire starting in 2010, that they might have stayed a little bit longer, they were gone. So that's why the staffing's so bad. And then the pay wasn't great enough. The starting pay wasn't enough to get more people in there. You know, up by Beaver Dam, they've got a Walmart distribution center that was paying a little bit more than the prisons in the area were starting out. So why would you go work in the prisons when you go 15 miles down the road to Walmart and work in their distribution center and make more money? And you don't have to worry about what the inmates are doing to you.
Scary, Troy. Do you ever have any close run-ins with any of the inmates, sir?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I had to take guys down. I had one guy made mad at me with a throwaway comment that he took worse than he should have. But he and I got over that. One time, we were taking a guy to the hall, and we were taking him out of the kitchen, which you're surrounded by inmates in the kitchen. And we've got him cuffed up and we're walking him out. And he's yelling about the officer that was writing a ticket on him. And, you know, but he's walking, so nobody's bothering.
Troy, you got to hold that thought, man. Hold on, brother. I want to hear the end of that story. More Devil's Advocates, more Troy's story on the other side.
93.5 The Tap.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, it's rare that we hold a caller over, but Troy was telling an intriguing story. Troy worked at the Department of Corrections here in the state of Wisconsin. We ended the first hour of the show by talking about just how miserable the conditions have gotten. It's worse now, Troy tells us. But Troy, you were taking someone somewhere, one of the inmates, and what happened?
Okay, yeah. So he works in the kitchen, and he violated some rule, and we had to take him down to segregation. So as we're walking, you cuff him up, and then you're walking him down to segregation. And as we're doing that, you know, he's yelling, "She's lying, and I didn't do that," and blah blah blah. But he's walking down, so we're not bothered by that. You know, it's, he's not really fighting with us. He's just telling his side of the story, basically. So she hears that and gets in his face while we're standing there trying to walk him down. So then we have to take him to the ground because then he starts fighting with us. You know, and that was just a big mess. But you know, back to the original point, if you can't staff these prisons, you can't let the inmates out of their cells. And as bad as that sounds, you know, we're outnumbered as it is just on regular staffing. So to, you know, cut that in half and then give these guys normal movement, you just can't do that.
Troy, how many, in a properly staffed prison, how many guards per inmate? What's the ratio-ish? What do you think?
I don't know. I think I heard once at Dodge, if we had been fully staffed, like I had, like in our barracks, I had two units of 70 inmates, and I had, I was a sergeant that walked kind of between the two units, and then I had an officer on each side with 70 inmates on each side. So, but then we had smaller units there too, where you had 30 inmates to one officer. So, I mean, it varied. Every prison was different and every cell was different. Every cell block was different. You know, I worked at numerous prisons and Kettle Moraine, it was me, 35 inmates, you know, and that was medium, so they're all walking around. They could have taken over that unit at any time, you know.
Nobody wants an Attica, Troy. Let me ask you, as a prison guard, you had a public life, and you were out there living and going to the store and doing whatever. Troy, do you ever run into any of your former inmates in the community?
Once. It wasn't a big deal. You know, I treated everybody fairly, so I never had many problems. In fact, when we got a new inmate onto one of my units that I worked, the swamper took him around, and I heard him say to the inmate, "You know, that Sarge right there, if you don't mess with him, he won't mess with you." So, you know, I did my job. I did what I was supposed to do. I did my rounds. I did my searches that I was supposed to do. But I didn't, you know, I wasn't there to turn the screws or whatever that some people do. So one time I worked at, when I was working at Fox Lake, they came back from, I was in early for overtime, and they came back from lunch, and one of the guys says, "Hi, Troy, how you doing?" And I had to look at him twice. It was a guy I went to high school with.
One of the inmates you went to high school with?
Yeah.
Was he a bully then, or were you the bully, Troy?
Neither. Like I said, I was in high school, I was kind of a wallflower, but in the prisons, I didn't mess with people too much, like I said, so
Troy,
I didn't bully anybody.
Troy, really enjoying this conversation. Want to ask you one more. Scott Walker's Act 10, and obviously it wasn't just Walker, but it was a decision of Republican governance. But how did it change your career in corrections?
Well, it got me out. You know, like I said, I was one of those that as soon as I could get out, I got out. And, you know, not having a say in your job is especially in a high-stress job like that, where you've got no say over your safety or anything like that, it turned it around. Plus, the management and corrections is horrible. So, you know, you're giving them all the power, and they're not any good. So, you know, it just made it untenable, at least for me and a lot of people, when we got out.
Troy, appreciate the call, man. Excellent perspective. I mean, what do you say, man? 30 prisoners to one guard seems like a pretty bad ratio to me, man. And again, given the Act 10, it's a high stress job, as Troy mentions. And you know, there's a lot of mental illness, perhaps undiagnosed, perhaps diagnosed. We talked about this Cap Times article where a woman had her father committed suicide in one of the prisons here in Wisconsin. And you know, he suffered with bipolar and other things. You got to wonder how much, you know, the mental illness plays into not just the prison population, but, you know, crime and homelessness in general. There's a lot more we could be doing. And as mentioned, Curtis Scott Walker never gave one single pardon in 8 years. Not one. I mean, he just put something on his Facebook page, you know, a biblical quote saying, "You got to love everybody." I guess it's tough love. 844-967-2789.
Troy, great call, according to a texter from WAUK. Appreciate the text, love. And Crudy, being vet like myself, same terms from Troy as military. Not exactly clear what that is, but, you know, it's just a little text message, so I don't always have the full context of what you're talking about. I try,
what
though.
What do you mean?
I fill in so many of Dom's blanks, I can't do it for every member of the audience concurrently.
Yeah, but you know, we've known each other 30 years, man. You know what I'm thinking about. 844-967-2789.
I'm shocked you have clothes on. You know, when we turn our attention here in a minute, Dom, I would like to turn my attention towards Bernie Sanders.
No, not yet. We've got Santos to get through yet, man. I got more Santos. I want to hear Santos. But yes, what about Bernie?
Bernie's got something to say. Probably more important to the future of our audience than anything you could say about George Santos.
I got something to say.
I tell you what.
Better to burn out than to fade away.
Audience gets to pick. How about text votes during the break? You get one per texter. George Santos or Bernie Sanders, the next subject of conversation. Dance off, bro.
Oh, you will lose.
844-967-2789. I don't know if text fees apply to your phone, so you figure that out. I can't know every one of your phone contracts out there in the world, but I would suggest that you get the Civic Media app. And then the texting, it's free and it's super easy, and you can call us. Man, it'd be great. The world would be a better place, and you would be a patriot if you only got the Civic Media app. I just updated mine at the App Store. It's super cool. Bernie Sanders when we come back.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
CBS News special report. The seven-day-long truce between Israel and Hamas has come to an end. The Israeli military says Israel was fired on from Gaza, and its fighter jets are now attacking Hamas targets there. The BBC's Tig Enright with details.
The Hamas-run Gaza Interior Ministry has said that an airstrike targeted a house in western Gaza, with casualties reported there. There are reports, too, of artillery fire east of Khan Yunis in Rafah and in the middle of the Gaza Strip.
The New York Times says Israeli officials learned of Hamas's plan for the October 7th terror attack more than a year before it happened. The Times says Israeli intelligence officials didn't think Hamas had the ability to carry out the attack. Bilal Saab at the Middle East Institute.
There's going to be a day of accountability for sure. It's not today because we're in the midst of war still. The Israeli public are not going to punish or exact political costs on this Israeli government. But that day is going to come.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A leadership race is underway in the Wisconsin State Senate. Democratic Minority Leader Melissa Agard is leaving the legislature to run for Dane County Executive. Senators Jeff Smith and Diane Hesselbein tell Up North News they plan to run for the post. The Journal Sentinel reports Senator Kelda Royce is also interested. A vote is expected by the end of the day on Friday. President Biden does better with likely voters in recent polls, while Donald Trump does better with less than likely voters, assuming that's the presidential matchup next year. Pollster Charles Franklin.
When we look at likely voters, Biden does a bit better. When we look at the less than likely voters, Trump does better with them.
Franklin spoke at a forum at Marquette University on Wednesday. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. At the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies and light north to northeast winds. Lower 20s expected by early Friday morning. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine on your Friday. Highs of the afternoon will top out in the mid-30s. Northeast winds will continue. Currently 26 degrees.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown and all of Wisconsin. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The Thursday, Friday evening. That's the Friday Eve. Happier, happy hour. Rolling through it. And I'm happy because the audience overwhelmingly voted for Bernie during the brief breakdown. But there were some
good overwhelmingly. I mean, that's a pretty specific statement, Curdy. You're gonna have to provide some numbers on that, man. What, one person texted you?
Are you not looking at the text line?
No,
one person
I am
texted
not.
Bernie at least three times. That's three votes right there. I'm not doing math on the radio. Here, I'll give you alternative criterion. And I'll allow next caller, Joe from Madison, to be the judge. So, Joe, don't go anywhere.
But you will allow. Okay, excellent. I will allow you to allow.
I'm audibling here. You just run your route and catch the ball when I throw you a button hook at the Subaru.
Please continue.
Also, there's a little distressing text here. Crudy, 2 weeks ago, you told me to listen to radio stations. And today you tell me to get the app. What the hell? And then after that, Bernie. Just like all the other texters, most of the other texters, there are some people that aren't texting that. But where's the important one? Oh, Eric from Lodi. Here was his persuasive argument for Santos. Why we should go Santos here, Dom. I vote Santos. But then again, I watched dash cam videos on YouTube, so I like to see a good car wreck. Well, that's also why you listen right here, and you can be a part at 844-967-2789. The text line's also working, but the numbers, they're so massive, Dom, it's hard to count. I'm not doing that sort of hard math. Yeah. Go look. There's people. Lots of people said Bernie. Joe from Madison, you are the decider. Where do we go next? Bernie trying to change the nation for the better, because a change is coming. Or George Santos, who's getting expelled from Congress tomorrow.
Okay, now the audience should appreciate that I'm doing a little end run that would make the Packers be just jealous of my nimbleness here, because I don't want to pick sides. So what I'm going to say is that all of the listeners should know that there's now a shop for that you can get your Civic Media merchandise as you head toward the holidays, which is very, very important. Now, wasn't that a clever way out?
Yeah, but then people are going to ask about Devil Radio, Devil's Advocate swag. And Joe, it breaks my heart to say I got two shirts in the cabinet for Jeff and everybody else is Scrooge'd. We've got no swag for the holidays. For the Devil's Advocates,
well,
for sale or otherwise.
You will sooner or later. It will get attended to. But there are other stations.
It's been years, though, hasn't it?
It hasn't been a while. It has been a while. We won't get on to that. We'll get on to happier topics, which is love Civic Media so much, which was Troy's call, which was so fascinating to get his take on things. And I love the callers. It just gives me so much more information. And I would add to this discussion about Act 10, which is so important. I think this is really fascinating news. What is safety? You know, is it just police and fire and state highway patrol, or might it include corrections? And I would say with corrections, man, it's keeping the convicts from escaping, sure, but it's also making sure that the guards they themselves are safe, their fellow guards are safe, and the other prisoners are kept safe. That's a lot to take care of, to make sure that other prisoners aren't harmed during their time within serving their time. And I would say that there are all sorts of people who are involved in safety. Let's try the nurses, UW nurses, who said that it was just an absolutely chaotic scene and they needed more people on the ground in order to get their job done in a good way, you know, in a professional way. They just didn't have enough representation on the floor. So I just think there are a lot of places where what is safety is a very interesting thing to tackle. For example, the mechanics who are working on the school buses around the state, they're kind of important to safety. I would say we focus on police officers, very important. But, you know, what good does it do if you don't have the state prosecutors that make the case? I knew a guy that was, his specialty was working on prosecuting child molesters and child rapists that was within the state. That was his job. Kind of important to get those people, you know, behind bars. So I thank Troy and I thank you guys for bringing up this subject. It's really great, and I'm fascinated to see how this will go. And didn't I nimbly walk away from whether it was Bernie?
You better not get me in trouble with people wanting Devil's Advocate swag for Christmas this year. Appreciate the call, Joe, and you have helped make the determination. In honor of Troy's call and the great callers we get around here, we're going to take care of the inmates first here, Dom. We're going to go with George Santos.
Great. Santos. Oh, man.
He future will be an inmates. Soon. You know, we're concerned about perhaps the care he would get. Let's not forget Papadopoulos, Oxford Federal Prison, state of Wisconsin. I realize different thing, but I'm still going to draw the correlation there.
Throw it out there. Why not? 844-967-2789. Again, George Santos, this debate today going on. Heard a little
bit. And if there's time, I'll...
very interesting.
And if there's time, I'll bring you the visionary Bernie Sanders, but please...
The visionary. GOP Rep. George Santos refuses to resign, warns his expulsion from Congress would set a precedent. We do have some sound. We'll get to that in just a moment, but I referenced a quote earlier today. That was from Rep. Clay Higgins. And he said this, quote, he said, here's the article from Washington Post. He said that while he respects the Ethics Committee, he had concerns about how the Santos case was handled. He said he was troubled that a Republican-led committee would submit a report that was so judgmental and publicized. Quote, the totality of circumstance appears biased. Higgins said, it stinks of politics, and I'll oppose this in every way. Clay Higgins from Louisiana. We have some sound. Here is the man of the hour. He was relishing his time today on the floor. Let's hear the theater. Cut one, please, Nate.
The reality of it is it's all theater. It's theater for the cameras. It's theater for the microphones. It's theater for the American people at the expense of the American people because no real work's getting done.
There wasn't going to be any work getting done with or without your expulsion.
And it is theater. I mean, you are a fraud. You have acted. You are not who you say you were. He said he was Jewish. No, he was Jew-ish. You know,
acting. Jew-ish.
Hey, you know, he's saying his mother died and when the towers came down in New York. Not true. You know, we can go on and on. Those are just the lies. We're not talking about the straight up fraud, you know, taking money from his campaign for Botox, but a little more.
Don't forget the OnlyFans accounts.
Of course. How could we possibly? Santos, cut two, please.
An unfortunate circumstance that I have to sit here and watch American people waste, Congress waste American people's time over and over again on something that is the power of the people, not the power of Congress.
Well, the power of Congress. Congress has the power to toss your ass out, convicted or not. So, you know, remember, think about what you're saying there, sir. Why not resign? George Santos, cut three.
Because if I leave, they win. If I leave, the bullies take place. This is bullying.
He's such a victim. Everybody's a victim, right? Trump, he was robbed. The election was rigged. He's a victim. Nothing like this has ever happened before. America's in decline. Everybody's a bully. Not one reference or reflection on his own actions. Not one. Of course, he can't because he's under indictment, and anything he says will be used against him. Just a couple more from the soon-to-be, perhaps convicted, if not expelled, George Santos.
Can it be both?
Maybe. Cut four.
They're all judge, jury, and executioners because evidence isn't really a conviction or a verdict. And
I am the
allegations
law.
Neither. So, I mean, the way that they're looking at this is they just needed a reason to do it.
Just evidence. Give me a little reason, Dom. Is that what it was?
He provided lots and lots of evidence.
This man has stayed in the public conscience far longer than he should have. I mean, we'll bring him up again during his trial and future imprisonment, Dom, because we'll care about his living conditions in that prison. But until then, knowing that tomorrow is George Santos expulsion day, but today is George Santos expulsion eve. Are we done with George?
No, he's gonna one more. He's gonna go against the Dems. He's taking Bowman down with him. Let's hear cut five.
I'm going to be introducing a privilege motion for expulsion of convicted and guilty pleaded Congressman Jamal Bowman.
Guilty pleaded. He's a misdemeanor.
Here's why it's down. This is what the Republican Party is. I mean, he is a symbol of that party. If the Republican Party had any sense about them, this would not be a third time going through this. And he's very much like Trump. He's very much the MAGA. It's the over the top. It's the in your face fraud, stealing, lying. The guy is not who he says he was. At least Trump, you know where he's at. But Santos is emblematic of what the MAGA Republicans are these days. That's why it's important. And I wonder, take the action. I wonder if he actually gets expelled tomorrow.
Well, they need his vote. For what? The impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden or the expulsion of Bowman. Democrat Bowman? You know, there's an interesting piece at the Politico today. Here's the good news. If there's an encouraging silver lining in the corruption of the George Santos or the crazy of the MAGAites, I'm talking about Lauren Boebert and Dom's girl Marjorie Taylor Three-Toe Green and Matt Gaetz. Here's the encouraging part. In their home districts, they're all way underwater in the polling relative to how their district performed in the last election. Marjorie Taylor Greene could have problems in Georgia. That is a hugely red district. Lauren Boebert almost lost her seat in Colorado in what should be a reliably safe red district. And Matt Gaetz, he thinks he's going to be the next governor of the state of Florida? That would be only because he's got nowhere else to go. That guy should be happy the ethics committee didn't recommend his ass for expulsion.
McCarthy has been laying down the lumber on him verbally here in the last couple of days. So, yeah, I think you're right. But to be fair, I've heard some of the news reporting. Trafficant, remember James Trafficant? He was a Democrat, you know, years ago. He was convicted and thrown out of Congress. Now, everyone's either been convicted or been a traitor to the country prior to this particular issue with Santos. But it seems to me that this is how this plays out is going to be very telling about where the Republican Party stands today. And again, given the fact that these are the same kinds of discussions, subject matter, what do we do with an accused/convicted person who's going to perhaps take the White House, talking about Trump specifically, anyone who's going to be hesitant to do this to Santos is probably doing so because they're going to be hesitant to do it to Trump. We've already seen it with the impeachment hearing.
Guess who's no longer hesitant, apparently? The 31 Dems that voted to keep him, not expel him. Santos, the last time through, because they didn't have the ethics report then. There had not been a precedent just to throw a guy out just because you might have the votes. But now there is an ethics report, and not only did it confirm many of the alleged criminal incidents that Santos is under federal indictment for, but they also discovered new criming against the Congress and the Constitution. So when you do new criming, is that meritorious of a new precedent? I mean, I don't think there will be many George Santoses, but I bet if there's another, he's also a Republican. Come back. We'll talk about something serious. Bernie Sanders. Change is coming. Are we going to be on the right side of that change? I wonder.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines at 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up next.
Dominic, just for the record, just for transparency's sake.
Yeah.
Tabulated the votes for Bernie and Santos. And then went against the will of the electorate because the vote for Bernie was over 80% relative to 20%. I mean, it was like Janet Protasiewicz in Dane County, sort of. You know my people love the Bernie. You love the Bernie. Nobody loves the Santos. He'll be expelled tomorrow. We'll have more fun, and then it's over. But a change is coming. The question is, what kind of change will it be? Bernie Sanders, I found this at the Guardian Dem. I won't do the voice, but I will get started. We are living in the most difficult moment in modern history. If you feel anxious and overwhelmed about what's going on, you're not alone. The extraordinary challenges we face are very real, but we can never let them become excuses for checking out of the political struggles that address these crises and will define our future. The nation, and indeed our planet, are at a critical juncture. It is imperative that we recognize what we are up against and what we must do to move our politics towards justice and human decency. And we can start by acknowledging that the American people have been through a lot and that the confidence in politics and in government has been shaken. The COVID pandemic, the worst public health crisis in over 100 years, took over a million lives in our country, and millions more became ill. The pandemic created the most painful economic downturn since the Great Depression, disrupted the education of our young people, increased isolation, anxiety, and mental illness. The climate crisis is ravaging the planet. The last 8 years have been the hottest on record, and floods, droughts, forest fires, and extreme weather disturbances have brought death and destruction to almost every part of the globe. Scientists tell us that unless there is a major reduction in carbon emissions over the next several decades, the planet will become increasingly uninhabitable. And amid unprecedented income and wealth inequality, with three people owning more wealth than the bottom half of American society, three own more than, 150 million families. A handful of oligarchs control the economic and political life of our nation for their own greedy ends. With a dysfunctional government, a growing economic anxiety for millions of Americans, 60% of whom live paycheck to paycheck, faith that our flawed democracy can respond to the needs of working families is ebbing. And more Americans believe that authoritarianism might be the best way forward. Artificial intelligence is exploding. there are deep concerns, not only that this new technology will displace millions of workers, but about the real possibility that the human beings could actually lose control of the future of society. And the U.S. healthcare system is broken beyond repair, despite spending twice as much per capita as any other nation. 85 million are uninsured or underinsured. Our life expectancy is declining, and we have nowhere enough doctors, nurses, dentists, or mental health practitioners. Our educational system is in crisis. Childcare is too often unaffordable and unavailable. Many of our public schools are unable to attract the quality teachers they need, and 45 million Americans struggle with student debt. In 1990, the U.S. led the world in a percentage of 25 to 34-year-olds who had college degrees. Today, in a competitive global economy, we're in the 15th place. 1-5. And, oh yes, Donald Trump, who is becoming more right-wing and extremist every day, is leading many of the presidential polls. In a recent speech, using language that echoes Adolf Hitler, Trump stated, and we've heard this, Tom, "We will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country," Bernie writes. He also had strong praise for Hungary's authoritarian leader, Viktor Orban. In an interview, Trump said migrants were poisoning the blood of our country, promising in another speech that he would round up the undocumented people on a vast scale, detain them in sprawling camps, and deport millions of people per year. Frighteningly, the growth of right-wing extremism is not just growing in the United States, Dom.
Pretty, that's the bad news, the very bad news. But there's also good news. The good news is that all across the country, workers and their unions are fighting back against corporate greed. We are seeing more unions organizing and successful strikes than we have seen in decades. Whether it's the Teamsters at UPS, the UAW at the Big Three automakers, the Screen Actors Guild at the large media production companies, Starbucks workers, graduate students on college campuses, or nurses and doctors at hospitals, working people are making it clear that they are sick and tired of being ripped off and exploited. They're no longer sitting back and allowing large corporations to make record-breaking profits while they fall further and further behind. They will no longer accept CEOs making nearly 350 times more than the average worker. The good news is that more and more Americans are making the connections between the reality of their lives and the corrupt and destructive nature of our uber-capitalist system, which prizes greed and profiteering above any other human value. Whether they are Democrats, Republicans, or independents, Americans want change, real change. They're disgusted by a political system which allows the wealthiest people in the country through their super PACs to buy elections. They want structural campaign finance reform based on the principle of one person, one vote. They are outraged by billionaires paying a lower effective tax rate than they do because of massive loopholes. They want real tax reform, which demands the wealthy and large corporations start paying their fair share. They are frightened for the future of this planet when they see oil companies make record-breaking profits as the carbon emissions they produce destroy the planet. They are offended to see 10 giant pharmaceutical companies making over $110 billion in profit last year while they cannot afford the outrageous price of prescription drugs they need to stay alive.
We're going to jump ahead. I'm going to try to bring Bernie to conclusion here. But here is the other simple truth. None of that happens if we're not prepared to stand up and fight together against the forces that work so hard to divide and conquer us, thinks Scott Walker. This is the moment in history that cannot be ignored. This is a struggle that cannot be sat out. The future of our planet is at stake. Democracy is at stake. Human decency is at stake. Bernie concludes, let's go forward together and win. Callers, I know some of you have been patient. I wish we had time. We do not. So call in early tomorrow and you get a speed pass
a little extra grievance for tomorrow's show.
Maybe if we hadn't wasted all that time on Santos, we could be talking to all the Bernie loving people, 82% or more of our audience, Bernie loving. Thank you all for listening. Tomorrow, Melissa Agard, she's going to be in the Happier Happy Hour. Also, damn it, who else we got? Bill Press, our buddy.
Yeah, come on.
Stick around for Joel Clayfish hunting and fishing in the Wisco right after the Maggie Dawn show. You know her. If I ever forgot her, she'd kill me.
Low. local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.